I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Samuel with Redemptive Story says the Israel-Hamas war is raising tensions in Iraq, where Iranian missile strikes killed 4 civilians in Kurdish Erbil. Iran's military says it attacked Erbil in response to Israeli atrocities in Lebanon. The U.S. makes a convenient target because it's aligned with Israel. In the eyes of Muslim neighbors, Iraqi Christians become guilty by association.
It's understood that the heart of evangelical Christianity is America. Because of that, they may and are receiving additional persecution.
Oppression is nothing new for Christians in Iraq, but that doesn't make it easy to endure. Ask God to give believers strength and praise Him for His faithfulness.
God is still at work in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the mess.
And Farms International has connected with a group in Belize that wants to equip people both financially and practically to run their own businesses. The group puts students through 12 weeks of courses, says Farms' Scott Clifton.
There are different types of businesses like printing services, fishermen, a seamstress, caterer, cleaner, hairdresser. Those are the types of businesses that they're looking to run.
With the right loan, students can build businesses that provide stability and opportunities to reach their communities.
These businesses are just an extension of the church, really. And as they have success and participants are generous, it brings income into the church, which then can conduct its ministry.
Pray that God can speak into communities through businesses like the ones Farms International supports. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.